Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. So I was talking earlier on about GAA and the weekend, Dubs beaten, so they're knocked out now. So there's a lot of people stepping down, like Desi Farrell, for example, has now stepped down as the main man at the Dubs. John Giles, we were talking about that on Friday morning, John Giles giving up the old off the ball and the radio and all the commentary he does. Joe Duffy, Alive Life, but he's given up. What's going on? Anna Wintour from, Vogue magazine. She's gone now as well. Michael D. Higgins, he could go on forever, but he has to give up as well because he can only do two terms. So lots of jobs are becoming available, and it's going to be interesting to see. So we're going to have a whole new landscape of who? Desi Cahill. He's not returning, is he? No. Oh, sorry. Desi Farrell is on the line. How are you, Desi? Sorry for your trouble there. Hard luck on Saturday. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Ian. Not to worry. It's been an absolute privilege to serve the Dubs for the guts of 40 years, man and boy. It was always going to be my last year, so just want to pay tribute, if I could, to everybody behind the scenes and all the backroom teams I've worked with, and the under-13s, the under-14s, the under-15s, the under-16s, the under-17s, the under-18s.
We get the picture there, Desi. So listen, answer me this, riddle me this. What are you going to do now?
I haven't a breeze in.
Who? Joe Duffy. Oh, should put him on. How are you, Joe?
Ian, sorry for ringing into your program. Again, that's two times in the last two,
could you, eh?
2 days. Well, I've obviously got a bit of extra time on my hands.
Wash your hands.
Jeez, that's a bit outdated, isn't it?
Did you have a nice going away party?
Did I have a nice going away? Of course I had a nice going away party. Everybody was there, even though don't mention the war, wash your hands, Jesus, oh, come on, jeez. But anyway, Ian, it just occurred to me, listening to the program, doing nothing else, Desi Farrell would make a brilliant presenter of Liveline.
Desi Farrell, Liveline. Why so, Joe?
Well, first of all, he's a dub.
Right.
He's a dub. He's a Northsider.
Talk to
Box
Desi.
Box tick there. And talk to Desi. Second of all, he's presided over an absolute disaster for the Dubs this year, so the phone lines would explode on Liveline this week. They'd be radioactive. Talk to Desi. Have a go at Desi. 551-551. Lob them in at Desi. You get at least a week out of it.
And while you're there, what about you, Joe? What are you going to do? People are starting to talk about the presidency.
No. Stop, Ian. Stop, Ian.
Okay.
Stop.
I've stopped.
Well, don't stop if you don't. No, don't stop. Don't stop till you hear them. I'm not of that caliber, Ian. Who's gone before me? Mary D. Robinson.
Yeah.
Mary D. Robinson, constitutional lawyer. Mary McAleese.
Yeah.
Mary McAleese building the bridges.
Yeah.
Michael D. Higgins. These are people of quality and class.
Yeah.
Ian, I'm just a Barrow boy from Ballyfermot.
Ah.
Just a Barrow boy.
It's there for anyone. Sorry, Joe. Michael D. Is actually on the line. That is a coincidence. Morning, Michael D. How are you?
Good morning, Ian.
Listen,
I think you're on. I don't know. I think you've done something again. I think you've started something there.
Right.
I think you're onto something.
What?
I think Desi Farrell. I concur with Joe. I think Desi Farrell would make a brilliant presenter of Liveline.
Right.
And furthermore, I'm just thinking now.
Yeah.
I think Joe Duffy would make a wonderful president.
Right. Yeah.
You see, now they have a new socialist mayor in New York.
Right, yes.
Comrade Joe Duffy, like James Connolly before him, is a man of the people.
Right.
And I'll tell you something else, Ian. I've just been thinking to myself here. I'm a bit stuck for something to do in November.
Yeah.
And I think we could do a complete switcheroo here.
Yeah.
If I took over, now don't laugh at this.
Okay.
If I took over the Dubs job.
You manage the Dubs, Michael D.
Absolutely. I'm ready for it. Cluxton needs to work on his kickouts. They've been a disaster, right? They should never have started Con O'Callaghan on the bench. He should be drifting around the half forward line outside the arc, picking off the two pointers. And Kieran Kilkenny, for God's sake, just not to put too fine a point on it, he needs a boot up the arse, in my opinion.
Okay.
Now, so I'm up for it.
Okay, right. Well, that sounds like it might be sorted.
Good afternoon to everyone.
Good afternoon to everyone, indeed.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.